Provide a stable, healthy industry for Fairbanks and interior Alaska. If you're looking for value in transportation, call Golden Nugget Taxi at 451-TAXI. That's 451-8294. Remember, let's keep our mining industry strong, and when you need a lift around town, call Golden Nugget Taxi at 451-8294. Remember, Golden Nugget Taxi believes a working community is a healthy community. Let's work together to keep our mining industry strong. A message from Golden Nugget Taxi, which offers reasonable rates and courteous, friendly service. When you need transportation, call Golden Nugget Taxi, 451-8294. That's 451-TAXI. And by the way, tell them you heard of their support for the industry from Jim on KFAR's Alaska Gold Trails. Coming up next, right after Johnny Holiday Sports.
Hi, everybody. Johnny Holiday reporting on sports. Larry Brown is staying at Kansas. He has turned down the UCLA job. Mike Nichols has the story from Lawrence, Kansas.
Doing one of the greatest reversals in Kansas history since Gale Sayers or John Riggins wore a football uniform, Larry Brown surprised everyone today by saying he is staying in the head basketball job. UCLA said unofficially earlier today that Brown was leaving Kansas to become the Bruins head coach. But he said unequivocally in front of a crowd of 200 cheering students today, he's staying at KU.
Although I visited UCLA last night, received permission from Bob Frederick. I came back, and after thinking about it, I've decided to stay at the university.
So Larry Brown remains as head basketball coach at Kansas. Round two of the Masters today in Augusta at somewhat better weather. Al Schock is standing by in that beautiful Georgia setting for this update and the check of the leaderboard.
We're late in the second round of the Masters, and Fandy Lyle continues to hold on to the lead. He's 4-under par through 10 holes. That's good enough for a two-shot lead over Mark Calcavecchia and Robert Wren, as well as Fuzzy Zeller, who's in the clubhouse after shooting a sizzling 66. Four players are three shots down: Gary Hallberg, Chip Beck, Tom Watson, and also Fred Couples, who's in the clubhouse with a 68 today.
At Caneland in Lexington, Kentucky, they ran the Lafayette Stakes this afternoon, another prep race for the upcoming Kentucky Derby. The favorite, 49er, took it. Mike Battaglia has the stretch call.
And the stretch, it's 49er getting the lead. Boy is second. Gap of 5 lengths to a Mohawk prospector. In the final furlong, it's 49er crawling away, followed by Boy. Hearing the wire, it's 49er in front. Underwear, he wins it by four. Back to Aloha Prospector.
49er wins it at Keeneland. Tomorrow, two more Derby prep races will be run, the Gotham Stakes and the Santa Anita Derby. It's a new deal in Chicago between the NBA's premier scorer Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls. Jordan has agreed to a contract that will be signed sometime next week, an 8-year deal that would pay him some $28 million. For the ABC Information Network, I'm Johnny Holiday.
Good afternoon, folks, and welcome to Alaska Gold Trails. I'm your host, Jim Madonna, from the University of Alaska Fairbanks Mining Extension. This is your radio show on mining in Alaska, past, present, and future. More specifically, folks, gold mining in Alaska's misty past, controversial present, and mysterious future. I'll be here with you here on KFAR 660 on your radio dial each Friday from 1 to 2 p.m., where we can discuss the entire spectrum of mining in Alaska, from the fascinating and colorful history of the major and minor gold rushes to the most recent gold prospecting and mining techniques. But most of all, my friends, give us a call if you have a question or care to make a comment on mining in Alaska. We would especially like to hear from some of you early pioneers. I know many of you must have some fascinating stories that perhaps you wouldn't mind sharing with us. So if you just want to chat for a few minutes or want to share one of your favorite frontier experiences, give us a call. The number is 479-TALK. That's 479-8255. Let's talk gold mining through the years along Alaska Gold Trails.
Oh.
When you think about jewelry, you think about quality, and of course that aesthetic style of beauty. And when you want quality, you always think about Larson's Jewelry, located at 4th and Noble. That's where you can rely on quality and originality, whether you're looking for wedding rings and bands or a special piece for that special person. Larson's Jewelry has been in business since 1946, and they offer full jewelry and goldsmithing service. That means they can take raw gold and create rings, bracelets, necklaces, and earrings right on the spot and in a design of your choice. Larson's can also add diamonds, rubies, sapphires, or other gemstones from their large inventory to your new or existing jewelry piece. They can repair and rebuild jewelry, including shanks, loops, and chains. It's a comfortable feeling when you know you're getting quality as well as value. At Larson's Jewelry, they have a fine selection of silver sets and crystals that sure, with time, to become a family treasure. And for a special gift that will be long remembered, they now have a new glass etching and engraving service. But listen, folks, Larson's is more than a jewelry store. Their wide selection of beautiful trophies and plaques can be personalized to commemorate a special occasion or achievement. For your safety and peace of mind, Larson's also has a complete locksmithing service, including installation and servicing of all types of locks and safes. For anything you need, they have it on hand. Just remember, Larson's can, located at 4th and Noble, open 9 to 6 weekdays, 9 to 5 Saturdays. Visit today or give them a call at 456-4141. Well, we've got a brand new show for you today, folks, and something real interesting. We've been given the opportunity to extend our show to a two-hour program. Here in the studio with me today is Irene Hansen-Mead. You may recall that we had Mary Hansen on the show a few weeks ago. And Irene, Mary's daughter, is here with us today. And she's going to bring us up to date on many of the historical events that occurred in the interior of Alaska in just a few minutes. Before we do introduce Irene, let's do what we do to give away dinner for two at Laura's Gold Strike Cafe. And you know what that is. That's our Frontier History Quiz. But today we've got a special question for you. We've got a sponsor that's been with us since the beginning, as a matter of fact, of Alaska Gold Trails. And that sponsor is located at 452-6491. We'd like to know who the sponsor is, where they're located, and what they do, and any special information that you might have about that particular sponsor. So if you want to win dinner for two at Laura's Gold Strike Cafe, located right across the street from the Daily News Miner, give us the name of that sponsor and then give us a call here at 479-8255. Once again, the number of that sponsor is 452-6491. And while we're waiting for the calls on that particular question, we'd like to bring you up to date on what's happening in mining education. First of all, folks, we've got an exciting placer evaluation workshop that will begin on April 14th, 15th, and extend to the 16th of April. The people who will be presenting information on this placer evaluation workshop is Dr. Ernest Wolf, Douglas Culp, Dr. Donald Cook, Kevin Adler, and I'll probably be giving a little information on that too. The workshop is designed to provide those interested in placer mining with a systematic approach to the prospecting, exploration, and evaluation of placer properties. The program will be presented, as I said before, by several of these well-known specialists. For more information on that particular placer evaluation workshop, you can give us a call at the Mining Extension office, 474-7702, or you can give me a call at 456-2569. We'll be glad to give you more information on how to register for that program and what and details of its full content. In addition to that, many people might like to know that on May 13th and May 20th, we're going to be holding a three-day gold prospecting class for the beginner. Anybody out there that's interested in gold prospecting, whether recreational or large-scale, should give us a call at the Mining Extension office, 474-7702. And we've got a line here. Let's see what our listener has to say. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, it's D&L Pawn Shop, and they're at 605 Gaffney.
605 Gaffney. Mm-hmm. Do you have any information about B&L Pawn Shop?
No.
What do they do over there at B&L Pawn Shop?
Well, I see a lot of bikes out there all the time for sale.
You do. Did you talk to anybody special over at B&L?
No, I sure didn't.
You didn't talk to anybody special?
No.
You didn't talk to Killer?
It was a lady.
That's Killer over at B&L. You know what Killer told us?
Mm-mm.
Killer says that she'll sell anything over there at B&L Pawn Shop. Anything but the chandelier.
Okay.
And the only reason they won't sell the chandelier is because it's attached. Do you believe that?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I talked to Killer the other day, and she told me that if you ask her real nice, she'll even sell you the chandelier.
Okay.
She's not fussy. Besides that, she also gives loans to people in need, and she's willing to help people out over there. And if you tell Killer over at B&L Pawn Shop that you heard their ad on Alaska Gold Trails, she'll sweeten any deal
mm-hmm.
that she has over there. So there's a lot of good information there. Now, tell me something. Once again, where are they located?
605 Gaffney.
605 Gaffney. And their phone number is 452-6491. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know what you've done?
Yeah.
What have you done?
Well, want a dinner.
You want a dinner for two at Laura's Gold Strike.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's your name?
Star.
Okay, and you want to spell your full name, and we'll get this certificate into the office here at KFAR Radio, and you can pick it up at Washington Plaza.
Okay.
Spell your name for me.
It's S-T-A-R-R Hammy, H-A-M-M-E.
H-A-M-M-E, okay. Thank you very much mm-hmm. for participating in the program.
Bye.
Bye now. Okay, we've got a winner, and of course the answer was Oxford Assaying and the winner was B&L Pawn Shop over at on Gaffney. Their phone number once again is 452-6491. Almost gave away some secrets there for our next contest, so keep tuned, folks. We're going to have another one in a little while. But for the moment, let's get back and introduce our guest today, Irene Mead. Hello, Irene. How are you today?
Hi, Jim. I'm fine.
Are you, you're in here from Delta, and Irene, tell us a little bit about your background. Were you born in Alaska?
Yes, I was born here in Fairbanks. My folks had a roadhouse in Delta from 1939 called Burt and Mary's, right on the bank of the Tanana River where the ferry crossed. And Mother came to the old St. Joseph's Hospital to have me. And so 10 days later, I was residing at Delta again.
Was that that old hospital? That's right across from where on Illinois, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. And you 3 days later, you went back to Delta.
10. Mother was in town for 10.
10 days. Tell us, then you were raised then at the roadhouse. What was the roadhouse called?
Burt Mary's Roadhouse in... About 1938, the Mount Edgecombe bus line had asked my father and mother, who were both working at the Model Cafe, he as a chef and she as a waitress, if they would like to come to Delta and take over this homestead where a fella had fallen in the river and drowned. And so they contested it and they took it over and they went into business. They started cooking for the tourists, the people on the road.
And then what year were you born?
I was born in 1940.
1940. And did you spend your whole youth at the roadhouse area?
Right there until I was 12 years old. And then the highway moved when the Tanana Bridge went in and the ferry was taken out. And of course, we had to build a new place. And so I moved a half a mile away then.
Mm-hmm.
And they were both log buildings, very nice, comfortable. The truck drivers and everyone on the road greatly appreciated having a nice warm place to stop. My folks did not sell hard liquor in the original Burt and Mary's on the island. It was on an island. There were two bridges.
Mm-hmm.
To get there, and then you would go on the ferry. They just sold beer and wine.
Mm-hmm.
When the military came, when the outbreak of when Pearl Harbor was bombed and the military came, they asked my folks not to put hard liquor in, and they complied. The military was camped all over the yard. They were on both sides of the ferry crossing. My mother was a dispatcher for the military on a crank telephone. I have that phone in the Delta Historical Society Museum right now, right across the river in Big Delta State Park, where Rika's Roadhouse is. The original Burton Mary's is no longer in existence. It was taken down, and the island has been sold a few times since.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us a little bit about schooling out in the bush area like that. Now, that must have been pretty primitive as well.
Well,
at that time.
In the winter time, of course, everything closed down. My father went trapping. We went with him sometimes. When I was 5 years old, there were enough people coming into Big Delta Air Force Base, as it was originally, that they've seen the need of a school, so they used my name to have 5 students to qualify for territorial school. But then when I was 6, they wouldn't let me go to school because I was strictly civilian, and the new post commander was all military. And so my mother brought me into Fairbanks. She bought 2 houses on Minnie Street and rented one, and we lived in a small log cabin there. And she went to work in various restaurants for 4 winters. Well, I went to Catholic school, and the early parochial school was in the basement of the historical monument, now of the Catholic Church, right on the other side of the Chena.
Mm-hmm. And went to what, the 5th grade at that
time? And then during when I was ready to come in for 5th grade, they decided to let me on post. When I first went to school on Big Delta Air Force Base, we were in a quad of Quonset huts, sharing the bathroom with other married couples in other Quonset huts. Sergeants taught us the Calvert Course.
What was that now?
The Calvert Course.
Uh-huh.
You can still get that. Real students can still get the Calvert Course through the mail.
Oh, I see.
It's a correspondence course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so did you, when you finished your schooling, did you stay right there in Delta? Have you lived in Delta all your life?
Yes. When I got my divorce, I came to Fairbanks and went to work at the Travelers Inn, but then I went right back to Delta before a year was out.
Mm-hmm. You've had a lot of experiences in Delta in the bush and bush-type activities, and I'd like to perhaps talk about a few of those experiences that you've had in just a few minutes, but first let's take a look at one of our fine sponsors. Robbie at Tip Top Chevrolet may seem like an easygoing guy, but when he saw all the new 1988 Chevrolet pickups, he really went overboard. He couldn't stop himself from stocking up on so many models. He's positive that if you can't find exactly what you want in a truck at Tip Top, it just doesn't exist. Why did a normally sane fellow like Robbie go so out of control? Well, you'll just have to take a look at all the new 1988 full-size pickups at Tip Top and see for yourself. Maybe it was the all-new, sturdier-than-ever boxed front frame, or the new aerodynamic styling with the smooth lines and rounded contours to reduce wind drag. Or perhaps it was the high-tech, computer-engineered efficiency for all types of payloads. How about the large, easy-access doors, 8-layered finish, the all-welded box, or the big, comfortable cab? Who wouldn't flip over the new extended cab pickup that seats up to 6 people? You like four-wheel drive? Robbie's got the 4x4 Chevy with the shift-on-the-fly power to all 4 wheels instantly. But as much as Robbie loves all his new Chevrolet pickups, he just can't use them all himself. So he's doing the only sane thing. He's selling them to anyone who can come up with an offer that can stand up to the light of day. So come in today to Tip Top Chevrolet and see all the models Robbie has to show you, from the economical Cheyenne to the bold new Scottsdale and the top of the line Silverado, plus more. Pick your pickup and chassis cab to suit your needs. You won't find a better selection anywhere than you'll find at Tip Top Chevrolet. You'll see for yourself that What got Robbie so excited when you look at the wide variety of all new 1988 Chevrolet pickups. Stop by Tip Top Chevrolet today for the best deals on the best new pickups around. That's Tip Top Chevrolet at 1916 Cushman, or give them a call at 452-8211. And here's a question that we ask quite often. Where do the miners sell their gold? Everyone knows they sell it to the precious metals people. Oxford Assaying and Refining, located at 208 Wendell Street. In addition, Oxford also has some fascinating precious metal gift and investment ideas. These include sending gifts of, listen to this, folks, silver, the silver Alaska coin and the Oxford Alaska bar. These 1 ounce pure silver pieces are a unique way to share Alaska with friends and family for under $10 each. And here's a super investment idea. 1 ounce pure silver rounds priced at 95 cents over the daily quote. And you know how to get the daily quote. You phone Oxford's daily quote line at 452-7858. They also have the 1987 American Gold Eagles with four sizes to choose from, starting at $65 for the 1/10 ounce coin. Add a 14 karat gold bezel with a chain and you have the perfect gift for that someone special. Gold coins and ingots from around the world, available in all sizes, starting at $25 a piece. And don't forget, genuine Alaskan gold nuggets are truly the Alaskan gift. Stop by and view their fine selection, starting at just $28.50 per penny weight. Give gifts of lasting value that will long be remembered. Give gold and silver, now available from your precious metals people, Oxford Assaying and Refining, located at 208 Wendell Street, 456-3967 if you have any further questions. Well, tell us a little bit about your adventures in the bush.
My father was a guide. He used to advertise on KFAR and in the News Miner and Jessen's Weekly. He took parties with a homemade river boat, about 30 feet long. It was barrel bottomed. It wouldn't tip over. It was perfectly safe for customers. It had car seats in it for comfort. And he took his parties up to Clearwater, up the Tanana into the Clearwater Creek and Clearwater Lake. The mouth of the Clearwater Creek, he had purchased an old roadhouse that came into being during the Shoshana Gold Rush around 1913. It was known at one time as the Smith and Maxfield Roadhouse. And he purchased this building, which is three log cabins put end to end. And there in the bunkhouse part, you could sleep 14. And there was a real nice big kitchen. My father was a professional cook, remember, so he cooked for everybody. And all people had to do is bring their personal belongings and their personal fishing pole if they liked, but he did furnish fishing poles. He only charged $15 a day if you caught fish. If you didn't catch fish, you didn't have to pay. Of course, everybody wanted to catch fish. It was only one time it rained and they played cards and they paid him anyway. But there was a little cabin on the very far end of the building that a couple could stay in, a family could stay in and be separate from the rest and cook in also. So it's still there. It's privately owned at this time by a fellow named Mike Lentz.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever guided people or taken people into the bush for any purposes?
My husband and I got married in
must have been after 1948.
58. My husband and I, he had horses, and so we took people, local people only. We just supplied transportation into the Granites, much like John Hajdukovic had done many, many years before us, and we also used his old cabins.
Mm-hmm. And what was the purpose of the people going in for the most part? Fishing and hunting?
That was strictly hunting. That was moose and bear and sheep.
Did you ever go into any of the mining areas?
Yes. A few years ago, I was fortunate enough to work at Delta Pipeline Camp, and so I bought myself a riverboat. At that time, my father was ill, and I just had to remember what he taught me when I was a kid. When my folks bought their last roadhouse, Black Rapids Roadhouse. Dad had moved away from the water, and so the last time he had a boat was in around 56.
And have you had experiences at any of the placer mines or mines in and around the Delta area?
Well, I don't mind, but I take a gold pan with me. But when I go with my boat, I go from my home near the Tanana Bridge to Central on the Good Pasture, which is 100 miles, and it is a mining, banded mining area, I guess I could say.
And nobody's mining up there at this time?
Well, there's one. R.L. Johnson, Lila May King's son, is still mining there every year.
Do you ever visit with him?
Yes, he lives in Delta most of the time. And I fly into Tibbs Creek, which is about 30 miles northeast from Central on the Good Pasture. And that is a wonderful old abandoned mining area. The only fellow that has an active claim is Harry Hensner, and he comes from the States every year to do his work in the summer and leaves again. Many nice old cabins with the dovetail corners. There's an abandoned ball mill up on the up at the Grizzly Bear Mine on the hill.
I'd like to tell our listening audience we're here with Irene Hansen-Mead, and if you would like to ask a question of Irene, give us a call. Our number here is 479-8255. That's 479-TALK. And we'll be back with Irene in just a second after a moment with one of our sponsors. Whether it's an auto, light truck, motorhome, or big rig, for the best service in town, it's Gabe's Truck and Auto. And by the way, folks, that's not just my opinion. Last year, the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce gave Gabe's Truck and Auto their prestigious Raven About Fairbanks Award for providing the best vehicle service in Fairbanks. Gabe's has two large shops and eight mechanics on hand to serve you. And with that much attention, you know you'll be getting fast, courteous service and have your vehicle back in a hurry. In addition to engine and general vehicle maintenance, Gabe's can also repair automatic transmissions, realign front ends, and repair mount and balance tires. New and rebuilt engines come with a 12-month or 12,000-mile warranty. As you can see, Gabe's is a one-stop service center. And if you need an IM inspection, Gabe's has a no-pass, no-pay policy. That's right, folks. If you don't pass, you don't pay at Gabe's. And don't forget Gabe's towing service. He has three wreckers available 24 hours a day and can handle any size rig. Getting a tow is as easy as calling 456-6156. And you might want to write that number down. Put it in your glove compartment in case you have an emergency situation. The number, once again, is 456-6156. You can turn your rag into a ride at Gabe's Truck and Auto, located off Van Horn Road near Metro Field, or give them a call at 456-6156. Another point about Gabe's is they have a special offer, and if you'll go in, tell Gabe's that you heard of their advertisement here on Alaska Gold Trails, you're having some front-end problems with your vehicle, they will give you a free front-end inspection. Just tell them you heard of their ad here from Jim on KFAR's Alaska Gold Trails. Irene, I think you've got a call here. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I had a question for Irene.
Hello?
Yeah, when you cross the bridge down there now at the Tanana, where the bridge is, and you look upstream toward the old, where the old ferry used to go, there's an island kind of out in the middle, and there used to be, you can't really see it anymore, but there was used to be a long time ago a wreckage of an old stern wheeler there. Do you remember what that was?
Yes, that's on my mother's property, and that was the Nabesna when it died. It was christened the Eagle and the Atlas. At one time, I guess it went out as the Atlas here in Fairbanks, and the boat owner was, Captain Flanagan, and it was in the papers here in Fairbanks, so one of the people in the parks got a hold of the clipping, and it was built to bring people, or well, mainly supplies. It was a supply boat. It was to bring supplies and very few people. I think it would hold about 7 people, not too comfortably, to Tanacross when the water was high.
I see. Did that ever run all the way from Fairbanks?
From Fairbanks to Tanacross, yeah.
Yeah, I can remember, I was born in Wrangell, and we came up in 42, and I remember during the war years, we went down there a lot, and remember crossing the ferry before they built the first old bridge, and I remember at that time it was pretty intact, but year after year has gone by, and used to be you could kind of see it. Now there's just nothing, maybe some of the wheel left there, but it was the Atlas, right?
The Atlas originally in 1914, yes, and the reason it was there, I guess, the captain had a lot of trouble during low water trying to get from Fairbanks to Delta, and by the time he got to that point, it was pitch dark, and he just took the wrong channel, and he beached it, and that was just hopeless. He ran it aground so hard that he couldn't be pulled off. But yes, it was my father's supply house for nuts and bolts and screws for years. And my mother has just donated it to the Delta Historical Society. We believe that we can take all the metal parts off of the wreckage and take them to the Big Delta State Park, Regas Roadhouse, and make an exhibit. We're not going to build another stern wheeler, but we're just going to make an exhibit.
Yeah, I heard a couple of times when a boat was going to go on up in the good pasture. I never did get that far, and somehow it slipped my mind. I always wanted to pull ashore there and just look at it. But
you sure can.
Yeah, well, but I remember one time it was during the 40s. It was still real intact there. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. All right, Irene, tell us a little bit more about your outdoor activities as you grew up in the Delta area there.
Well, I went with my father when he took hunters and fishermen up, and you know, he just set me off generally on top of a beaver house, and I could fish or whatever, and I knew he'd be back for me. He'd spot his people all over, and he'd come back and get me. And I really had a good life, good outdoor life. When people started homesteading extensively in the Delta area, and more people had their own boats and started coming up there, well, my dad... customers started getting smaller and smaller fish. He started getting a little bit upset and called it fished out. But I still fish there today.
Still catch a few fish, do you, Irene? Tell us about the hunting. Did you, were you brought up in a hunting family? Did you bag your share of the game as well?
No, I was a tag-along. I just observed until I got married and went out with the horses, and then I got my first moose all by myself while I was berry picking and packed it in all by myself, and I still do today. And I know it's unwise. Most people say, oh, you have to have somebody with you. Unfortunately, when I'm ready to go, no one else is. And if I can, I try to get one of my sons up here to go with me. But if I can't, I still go with the horses, pack the meat to the river, and then go back and get it with the boat. That way it's not so hard on the horses.
Mm-hmm. And today, you, in addition to your outdoor activity, what do you do at Delta?
Today I work at Delta Junction School in the maintenance custodial department.
Uh-huh.
And I've been there, I guess now I've been back about 9 years. I had went to work there in 1970. And then on December 6th in 1976, I went to work for Alyeska Pipeline in Delta Camp as a bull cook, and I ran the laundry for nine months out of 2 years.
Mm-hmm. And do you most of your time then is spent in and around the Delta area, and in addition to your work and outdoor activity, understand you're what, going to build a new cabin or something?
I am building a new house. My 16-year-old son and I built my cabin on a piece of property that I had purchased from my father in 1975, and it's just a log cabin, and it's about 20 by 24. And I decided I wanted something a little more modern, so like with indoor plumbing. So it's next door, and it's a 5-year project. I'm just building it out of my paycheck, and the well is in, the sewer's in, and I'm starting to put like blue pine and tongue and groove spruce and cedar on the inside in the various rooms. It's very small, so.
Irene, what we'd like to hear is about some of your adventures and some of the changes that took place in the Delta area as you grew up. We'll be back with that in just a few minutes. We'd like to talk for a moment about Georgia Saw Shop. Hardworking miners need hardworking equipment, and you'll get the equipment and service you need at Georgia Saw Shop, located at 520 Church Street. And that's, of course, in the historical Rose Building, right next to the Daily News Miner. Chainsaws, George says, we sell the best and service the rest. And that's at Georgia Saw Shop. You can get a new Husqvarna, a Solo, or a Poulin. And chainsaw service, bring in your chainsaw for a tune-up and cleaning, complete repair and a sharpening of the chain. Georgia Saw Shop services and carries parts for all brands. For top quality service and equipment, visit the business you can depend on. Visit Georgia Saw Shop on Illinois Street, next door to the News Miner in the beautiful historic Rose Building. Open 8:30 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 9 to 1 on Saturday. Questions? Just call 452-2069. And ask for George or his lovely wife and partner, Barbara. That's 452-2069. Now, folks, if you're interested in crystals and minerals from around the world, they're now available at Alaskan Prospectors, located at 504 College Road. They also have in stock recreational gold mining equipment, including pans, sluices, suction dredges, and gold concentrators of all types. And of course, you've been hearing a lot about these Garrett metal detectors that have been responsible for discovering those large fist-sized nuggets around the state of Alaska. In addition to the Garrett metal detectors, they also have, for the rock hound and rock hobbyist, rock saws and polishers. So if you'd like to have more information on prospecting supplies and outdoor recreational equipment, phone Alaskan Prospectors at 452-7398 and tell them you heard of their ad from Jim on Alaska Gold Trails.
It's Oscar Eve, and the hot talk is to this year's winners, points to The Last Emperor, Glenn Close and Cher, Michael Douglas, Olympia Dukakis, and Sean Connery. Several new movies out today. Newcomer Steven Seagal comes on Too Strong for Me in Above the Law, but that one's not as bad as Bad Dreams. George Burns returns in 18 again. That's a cute one. George says in real life he was older at 18 than he is now at 92.
Well, I was old when I was 18. I couldn't get a job. I had music.
Uh-huh.
Then my key, I had pictures taken, I had cards printed, but I couldn't do it. I didn't know how to do it on the stage. I learned a lot from Gracie, after working with Gracie. And then when Gracie retired, I went into the show business. Mm-hmm. I was retired when I worked with her. I did nothing. I said, how's your brother? You know, it's not hard to do.
Fawn Hall will be one of the hosts of an ABC special called M&W, as in Men and Women. Max Headroom and Slap Maxwell back on the ABC schedules, and Carrie Lee will drop her palimony suit against Hugh Hefner now that she has married and has a new life. I'm Joanna Langfield.
I'm Patrick O'Neill, and I've discovered a small miracle to relieve aches and pains. Therapeutic Mineral Ice. It's the first penetrating deep cold gel that thousands of chiropractors and pain specialists now use and recommend. Mineral Ice stops pain fast, like the minor pains of arthritis, backache, and sports injuries. No grease, no stain, just pure relief in a cool blue gel. But let me caution you, there are Mineral Ice imitators. They try to look like Mineral Ice. They try to fool you. But the Mineral Ice formula has never been duplicated. For the minor pains of arthritis, backache, and sports injuries, you deserve the real thing. Now, let me recommend you use only the real thing, Mineral Ice, because I know you can't fool around with pain. Mineral Ice, the pain fighter. It really, really works.
Therapeutic Mineral Ice, the pain fighter. At your neighborhood pharmacy, Valurite, Walgreens, Revco, Eckert's, and Rite Aid. Use only as directed.
We've got a real special message for you folks right here on Alaska Gold Trails. Robert, Charlene, and James Johnson own and operate a family business here in Fairbanks called Arctic Springs at 285 Alta Way. They started manufacturing leaf springs and U-bolts for all sizes and types of vehicles and heavy equipment several years ago. Because of their interest in developing a leaf spring manufacturing plant in Fairbanks, they became one of the first businesses to be awarded the use of the Made in Alaska logo for businesses using Alaskan products and labor. To give you an example of what they can do over there on Alta Way in their 6,000 square foot manufacturing plant, listen to this. They manufacture and recondition springs for snow machines, cars, trucks, heavy equipment, and get this, folks, even aircraft. Springs can be re-arched and U-bolts cold bent to your specifications, and they can raise and lower your vehicle. Arctic Springs handles both standard and custom-made coil springs. In addition, look at some of the other items they stock. A complete line of steel, brass, rubber, and Teflon bushings, torsion bar axles for auto trailers, snow machine trailers, and of course, weasels. Finally, folks, they build trailers to your specifications, so bring in your blueprints or sketch. In addition, they have two huge 30-inch by 8-foot heat treatment ovens, which can accommodate just about any material that needs heat treating. That's Bob, Charlene, and James Johnson at Arctic Springs, located at 285 Alta Way. Give them a call at 451-8612, and you tell them that you heard of their support for the mining industry from Jim on KFAR's Alaska Gold Trails. And one other fine sponsor that we have here on Alaska Gold Trails that I'd like to tell you about is, of course, K&K Recycling. K&K Recycling is located at 8.5 miles on the old Richardson Highway, and as I've said many times before, is the leader in recycling in the Pacific Northwest. Bernie Carl of K&K is a former miner that I've known for perhaps 10 years or more, and believes that our natural resources must be preserved. Bernie has appeared in many schools throughout the area to explain the values to school children on the benefits of conservation and recycling. If you have ferrous or non-ferrous metals, K&K is ready to buy and pays cash right on the spot. So stop out. Visit K&K Recycling at 8.5 miles on the old Richardson Highway and learn more about recycling. Call for daily quotes. That's K&K Recycling, 8.5 miles Old Richardson Highway. Their phone number is 488-1409. They're open 8 to 5:30 Monday through Saturday. Their phone number, once again, if you'd like to call them for quotes, it's 488-1409. And tell Bernie out there that you heard about his support for the industry from Jim on Alaska Gold Trails. Irene, I want to tell the folks out there that Irene Mead is here in the studio with us, and Irene has been she was born in Alaska, spent much of her life in the Delta area, and if you have a question of Irene about the history of the interior here, give us a call. The number is 479-8255. That's 479-TALK. Irene, tell us a little bit, during the earliest days, some of the events, the exciting events that took place, or perhaps even before, you're probably associated with the Historical Society over there, you probably have some good information regarding the historical events that took place in the Delta area in the first part of the century. Can you give us any information?
Well, of course, from the Gold Rush time in 1898, miners started drifting into the interior, and when the military decided they needed a telegraph system, they put a road from Valdez to Eagle. Trail also ran through the Delta area, right past Rika's Roadhouse, and the telegraph was pushed through by Billy Mitchell from around 1900 to 1903. After that time, the wireless was in use. So right next to Rika's Roadhouse, which was, is just across from where I was raised, was a military fort. Lots of buildings, mule and horse barn. At one time, it was called the McGarthy Military Station, and at one time, it was called Grundler, after a fellow that died at Eagle. So the people that looked into the restoration of the Big Delta State Historical Park found that many interesting things had happened right in the Delta area. John Hajdukovic came to the Delta area around 1906 and built a roadhouse, but even before that, right at the turn of the century, there was a fellow by the name of Dan McGarty that had a trading post. And when John came along, he built what is now Rika's Roadhouse. He built one addition, or one part of it, the first part, and then a few years later added on to it, and it became a rather large structure. Rika came along and went to work for John. He was a guide in the area. He had horses running on the river bars to eat and to forage. He took people into the granites hunting, and lots of his people were very rich, very wealthy people from back east. Some of them he would transport up the river by boat, and his native helpers would meet them at the Little Gershaw River, and then they would ride up the creek bed or alongside the creek into the granites, where John had brought people over from the old country to build cabins for him. These people were something like indentured servants until they paid off the fee of their transport to America or to Alaska. And then John, at one time, he was commissioner. He was a gold miner. He had sawmills, especially when war broke out. He supplied the military with lumber. He was also very instrumental in getting the Tetlin Indian people their reservation. Not to keep the people on a reservation, but he seen how intelligent they were. They herded caribou much like the Laplanders herd reindeer, and he felt that these people should never be manipulated by white man. And so the next thing that he did, which we're still living with, is in 1928, he was instrumental in having the federal government ship 30 head of baby buffalo to Alaska by boat, then to Fairbanks by train, and Ted Lowell's trucking company brought them to the Delta area. And we have a herd of about 350 now.
Well, tell us, Irene, let's go back a little ways and talk about John. What's his last name again?
John Hajdukovic. He's related to Mary Hajdukovic's family here in Fairbanks.
And John, you said that he brought a lot of rich people up from out of Alaska, from back east, to go hunting in the Good Pasture area. Do you know some of the people that might have come up, their affiliation?
I believe that Judge Crutchfield has quite a bit of information on the different people, because Mr. Crutchfield was in Delta as a magistrate for quite a long time. But the Division of Parks people were looking through a few boxes of letters and personal effects that the Delta Historical Society acquired when John passed away. And there was one letter that said, "John, you should see the movies." And so this person by the name of Craig Mishler contacted the address, and this was in Bedlam, Boston, and Wendell Endicott's son invited Craig Mishler out there. And the movies were there. They were professional movies taken in the interior of Alaska, taken on the whole trip from Seattle up the Inside Passage to the Big Delta area, to Rika's Roadhouse, to go hunting with John Hajdukovic in the granites. And so we have them on video format now. We have 82 minutes of these wonderful black and white, they're silent, of course, movies that we can show continuously on the screen in the park when it's in operation this summer.
Well, that's quite a contribution to Alaska history, isn't it?
I believe these videos are also at the Rasmussen Library.
Here,
on the campus.
On the campus.
Right.
Uh-huh, in the archives.
Right.
I see. Then, are there any other people that might have come up that had any, that we might be familiar with? Any?
Well, I'm sure there are still many truck drivers that are familiar with Rika Wallen.
Mm-hmm.
She came to Delta. She'd been working as a cook in Fairbanks, and she came to Delta around 1915, I believe, or a little bit later. And she worked for John in the Roadhouse.
Where was she born?
She was born in Sweden.
In Sweden?
And, in fact, she took the last name of the town she was born in.
Mm-hmm.
And she came to... cook for John at the Roadhouse while he was off mining and hunting and doing all the other things that he mm-hmm. did. And for some reason or another, he neglected to pay her, so she went to court and she got the Roadhouse and all the land there from him, but he was allowed to have a cabin on the property, and he was there till just about the time of his passing.
Then Rika continued to run the Roadhouse there?
She became postmistress in 1925 when she applied for her United States citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
And you might say she had the first farm mm-hmm. in the Delta area. I don't know. She may have had the first farm in the interior.
Mm-hmm.
She had sheep and goats, and she had a beautiful garden. She even raised outside cucumbers way back then. She had some small crab apple trees, and she later got some cows from the University of Alaska. So she had fresh milk for customers, had chickens.
Oh,
and there's a beautiful barn there with a gambrel roof that the state has restored with the original stalls.
So she raised much of her own food and
right.
milk and eggs and so forth for her Roadhouse then.
Right, and way back in those days too, you could serve wild game. You could buy it in the meat market. There were professional hunters.
Mm-hmm.
And one lived just above her Roadhouse on the hill. His name was Henry Stock, or Butch as we affectionately mm-hmm. called him. And he was a professional hunter for Wachter Brothers, and he also drove the first herd of cattle into Fairbanks for Wachter mm. Brothers from the coast.
Well, look, let's talk about one of our sponsors. We'll be right back with you in just 1 minute. Hector's Welding, located at 13 Mile Richardson Highway, has been serving Alaska for many years. Their 14,400 square foot shop is capable of handling the most demanding work quickly and efficiently. Listen to this list of services. They can replace dozer blade liners. They also rebuild loader buckets and ripper shanks. They do heavy equipment repairs and modifications. And of course, folks, mining equipment fabrication is their specialty, including sluice boxes, conveyors, feeders, grizzlies, and screening plants. They also fabricate specialized riffles and punch plate. They have portable welding units for fast on-site repairs. Hector's fully equipped fabrication shop is ready to serve you. Bring out your ideas and blueprints. It's a well-known fact that anywhere in the interior where the big jobs are done, men in the field depend on Hector's for proven, rapid, reliable work. Rush jobs are no problem. Remember, Hector's Welding has been getting the job done and done right for 40 years. And now an all-new service, Flocculants. Hector's is the gel log distributor. There's a free test kit available for you placer miners. All you have to do is stop out at Hector's and pick up the kit. Remember, folks, it's free. Wherever Alaska's miners are working, Hector's is the first name in gold recovery equipment. Located at 13 Mile Richardson Highway. Phone 488-6432. Once again, 488-6432. Irene, tell us a little bit more about Rika's and her Roadhouse and what she did there.
Okay, at the Roadhouse, she had a package store and the post office. If you were to order some booze, you would get a bottle like in the old Western town right on your table and some glasses. You could drink on the premises in those days.
So then you could get food, drink, and lodging.
Right. There were 13 rooms upstairs, and then in the attic was a dormitory for the truck drivers.
We're going to come back right after this break, and we want to talk more about Rica's Roadhouse. Folks, we'll be back right after news with more of Alaska Gold Trails. We're here with Irene Mead. If any of you folks out there have a question of Irene, the number is 479-TALK. That's 479-822. We'll be right back with Irene in just 15 minutes. You're listening to KFAR Radio 660 on your radio dial.
From ABC News, I'm Bob Walker. President Reagan today further tightened the economic squeeze on Panama aimed at ousting General Noriega. Mr. Reagan ordering U.S. companies and citizens in Panama to suspend tax payments to the Panamanian government, and he also ordered the assets of Panama's government to be blocked in U.S. banks. More from ABC's Bob Zelnick.
Sources close to Panamanian opponents of General Noriega say the biggest immediate impact of the president's action will be to stop a $10 million tax payment the Texaco company had planned to make on Monday. These sources say the State Department today contacted senior Texaco officials asking them not to make the payment. Noriega's foes believe the president's action would have been even more effective if taken 10 days ago, and they claim it contains a loophole permitting foreign subsidiaries of U.S. companies to continue making payments to Noriega. Noriega's foes continue to oppose a full-scale economic embargo of Panama, claiming it would do excessive damage to the Panamanian people. Bob Zelnick, ABC News at the Pentagon.
And I'll have more after this.
Even in its standard form, the new Buick Regal Coupe sets new standards. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $1,050 on a special option package. Buick Regal. The car is regal, and so are the savings. Savings based on manufacturer's suggested retail price of option package versus options purchased separately. You must take actual retail delivery from dealer stock by April 15, 1988. See your Buick dealer for details.
Hi, folks. Hey, Willard's got here the old backyard. And listen to this. We're grilling up a storm with gourmet cheeseburgers. Now, I'll bet you're asking what makes them gourmet. Simple, lean ground beef and two. That's right. I said two kinds of cheese. Just look for our recipes next time you're at the store. And while you're there, don't forget lean ground beef and two kinds of cheese to fix your own delicious gourmet cheeseburgers at home.
Sponsored by America's Dairy Farmers, American Dairy Association.
The hijacking of the Kuwaiti airliner continues this evening, but at a new location. The plane left Iran this morning, and after about 7 hours of flying about the Mediterranean looking for a place to land and being turned aside, the 747 jumbo jet was allowed to land in Larnaca, Cyprus. Nick Skins is a reporter for Independent Radio News and is at the airport in Larnaca.
The plane is surrounded by security. There's an awful lot of light being thrown onto the aircraft, as I understand. And I believe there are some negotiations going on. That's not absolutely clear at the moment.
Late word is that authorities in Cyprus will allow the plane to be refueled. About 50 hostages are still on board. Soviet leader Gorbachev today restated his intention to begin withdrawing Soviet troops from Afghanistan on May 15th. Both the White House and State Department expressed optimism. But as ABC's Rick Enderforth reports, the Soviets still need to do more in order for the U.S. to be fully satisfied.
According to State Department spokeswoman Phyllis Oakley, the final details of the Geneva Agreement have been completed. But, said Oakley, the U.S. is still waiting for a formal response from the Soviet Union to its major condition for going along with the accord, namely that the U.S. will be able to continue supplying military equipment to the Afghan resistance fighters as long as the Soviets continue to provide military aid to its client regime in Kabul. Still, formal acceptance of that U.S. condition by the Soviets is expected soon, thus clearing the way for the treaty to be signed in Geneva, probably within the next few days. Rick Indefirth, ABC News, the State Department.
Seven regional centers have been given federal grants to train health professionals in AIDS prevention and treatment. Dr. Robert Windham says the new centers will join four set up last year in providing service to 47 states, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. One London newspaper called the story substandard. The people who run a company that builds nuclear-powered Hunter submarines for the British Navy have ordered an investigation as to how a large section of the submarine was welded into place upside down. As one unidentified employee of the Vickers Shipbuilding Company put it, I don't think anyone can remember quite such a blunder. Wall Street did not blunder today. It closed with a bang, the Dow Industrials gaining 28 points to finish at the 2090 mark. That's a post-October crash high. Volume on the big board, 169,300,000 shares. This is ABC News.
Doctor's office.
This is Miss Grant. I start as a bank teller tomorrow, and my hay fever started today. If I take anything, I could get groggy and give away the bank.
We can see you at 6. As a nurse, I've seen lots of patients get fast relief without the degree of drowsiness often experienced with anti-allergy products. Now you can put your hay fever to sleep while you stay awake. See your doctor.
Merrill Dow Pharmaceuticals.
The doctor will see you now.
For the ABC Information Network, I'm Bob Walker.
You're the kind of person who wants to advance your career, and these days it just doesn't seem easy. University Resume Service is Fairbanks' premier professional writing and private career development business. We are more than a typing service, a career consulting business. University Resume Service, specializing in resume writing and service. If it's time for your career to take off with you on board, call the resume writing professionals at University Resume Service. University Resume, 479-5747. 479-5747.
You are why TalkNet is so successful. TalkNet is heard coast to coast, all 50 states and the Caribbean too. And that exposes all of us to new ways of thinking about and dealing with life's experiences. Some call TalkNet the helping place, others call it the idea exchange or the electronic backbench. Whatever the nickname, TalkNet gives us all a chance to learn from someone else and pick up suggestions on how better to deal with this wonderful world of ours. I'm Bob Madigan. Whether you want to talk about money or love, join me weekends right here on TalkNet.
Hi, everybody. Johnny Holiday reporting on sports. Larry Brown is staying at Kansas. He has turned down the UCLA job. Mike Nichols has the story from Lawrence, Kansas.
Doing one of the greatest reverse...